two brahmacharis will be initiated in Krishna consciousness. You can come, follow it. Means the beginning. The beginning of Krishna consciousness. Because at the present moment we are merged into non-Krishna consciousness. This sound is down. All right. Let me hear. The beginning of Krishna consciousness means, first of all, faith. Arutadhyā. The beginning is faith. What is that faith? Faith means firm conviction that if I become transcendentally engaged in the service of the Lord, then my life becomes success. This is called faith. And that conviction must be firm, not tottering faith. So when this faith is created, then actually the initiation begins. Otherwise, initiation is not accepted. Krishna bhakti kaile sarva karma krishna. When one is firmly convinced that if I be engaged in the transcendental loving service of Krishna, when you speak of Krishna, we should know, speak of God, the Supreme Personality of God. So, this firm conviction is the beginning of initiation. The Bhagavad Gita teaches this firm conviction gradually. And ultimately, the Lord says, Krishna says to Arjuna, Sarva dhanman puritajya mam ekam saranam taj. My dear Arjuna, you give up all other engagements, just be engaged in my service or be engaged in executing my orders. Then what about other things? The Krishna is yours. The aham sarva papibha moksha. If somebody thinks that I give up all other engagements and simply be engaged in your service to carry out your orders, then what about my other engagements? I have got so many other duties. I am engaged in my family affairs, I am engaged in my social affairs, I am engaged in my country's affairs, community affairs, so many things, then what about those things? Krishna says that I can do it properly. Just like Arjuna was a military man. So Krishna says that you give up all your engagements. That did not mean that Krishna, Arjuna gave up his engagement as a military. To give up all other engagements means to give up the engagements of your sense gratification. Instead of, at the present moment, with all our activities, we are trying to gratify our sense. That's all. And surrender to Krishna means the beginning of satisfying the senses of Krishna. That is called bhakti. This is the definition of bhakti. What is that bhakti? Sarvapadhi vinin muttam. Tat parasena nirmala. One has to become free from all designation. So long we are in the material condition and life, we have got various designations. I am Indian, I am American, I am Hindu, I am Muslim, I am Christian, I am this, I am that. So many designations. I am nationalist, I am communist, I am socialist. So many designations. So, Sarvadharma and Paitajya means you have to give up the designation. Sarvapadhi vinin muktam. Now I am thinking I am nationalist, I am communist, I am American, I am Indian. So I have to give up these designations and what I have to think. There must be thinking, I am not stopping my thinking what I am. That is indicated in the Vedas, aham brahmasmi. That aham, my identity is not lost. But at the present moment, I am thinking that I am this, I am that, but you have to think, you have to identify with Brahma, the Supreme Brahma. And when you identify with the Supreme Brahma, that is your liberated stage. Brahma Bhuta Prasanna Atma. When you identify yourself with Brahma, then Atma will become free from all these designative activities. Prasannatma. Oh, I have no more any duty in this material world. In this way, when you make further progress, Brahma Bhuta Prasannatma na sochati na kankati, sama sarvesu bhutesu madhavakti lavate pra. So, when one, after being freed from all designations, when one is actually engaged in the activities of Brahma, that is called bhakti or devotional service. The initiation means to be engaged in that Brahma activity. How Brahma activity? The same example can be cited that Arjuna remained active, engaged in the battlefield. But in the beginning, his identification was with his country, family, and so many other things. But later on, after understanding Bhagavad Gita, he identifies himself with Krishna. This identification with Krishna means beginning of Krishna consciousness. Sadhu Shraddha, when one becomes firmly convinced that by becoming Krishna conscious or being engaged in the transcendental loving service of Krishna, my life is successful, life will be successful. That is the beginning of Krishna consciousness or initiation. It is a stage. We have to go farther and farther till the stage of perfection, but initiation is the beginning. Adu Sadhya. When one is firmly convinced, then he makes association with the devotees. Just like we have got this society. Oh, international society for Krishna consciousness. We are picking up persons who desire to be Krishna conscious. This is a society. The firm conviction, then association. Sadhu Shraddha Tapo Sadhu Sangha. Unless there is good association, you cannot be strong enough. In every field of activity, you must have good association. Either in business field, or if you want to be licensed, then you have to mix with persons what Ramchand. So association has not some sense. If you want to become scholars, then you have to associate with scholarly persons in the university. And if you want to be a thief, then you have to find out the association of the thief. Similarly, if you want to be Krishna concept, then you have to find out persons who are Krishna concept. So from conviction, then association. After association, the next stage is regulative life path following the Krishna consciousness movement. This is called initiation. Initiation from the very beginning, this is called Dikha. The Sanskrit term is called Dikha. Dikha means the Vidya Jnanam, transcendental knowledge. And Ikha means darsha, to see, or capability, and explain. That is called Ikha. Sadhu Siddha Sadhu Sadhu Sangha, first faith, then association, then beginning of regulative principles. And if one follows, then the next promotion is to the stage of anarthanivitti. Disappearance of all misgivings. Just like in our association, we don't allow four kinds of sinful activities. Illicit sex life, non-vegetarian diet, intoxication, and gambling. So, by following the regulative principles, one becomes free from all these sinful activities. He does not anymore indulge in illicit sex life. He does not indulge in non-vegetarian diet. He does not indulge in intoxication. And he does not indulge in gambling. That is called anarthanivitti. Unless one is above these four kinds of anartha or sinful activities, one cannot be fixed up. When one is free from these four kinds of sinful activities, then he becomes fixed up. Fixed up and then ruchi. Ruchi means he increases the taste, then asakti. Asakti means attachment. Then ecstasy, bhava. Then the last stage is that he becomes a lover of Krishna, and that loving stage of Krishna, there are different stages, Shanta, Dasa, Sakha, Bhaktala, Madhurya. The highest thing is the loving affair between Krishna and the gopis. Of course, that is postgraduate stage of Krishna consciousness, but that stage is considered to be the most perfectional stage. How to love Krishna in the bhava or in the position of a gopi. So, two boys who are now ready to be initiated, my request to all, especially to boys who are just going to be initiated, that this Krishna consciousness movement is authorized because even taking it for granted that it has begun from Krishna, then it is at least 5,000 years old. Krishna appeared on this planet 5,000 years ago. So if you take history of any religious or any cultural program within this world, no religion, no cultural program is older than 2,000 2,000 years or 2,500 years. But this Krishna consciousness movement, even according to history, it is 5,000 years old, the oldest than any principles of religion or culture. And if you go above historical references, then it is coming down from millions and millions of years past. Because it was first instructed, as you understand from the Bhagavad Gita, that it was first instructed to Surya, Imam Vivasthati Puruktam. I first of all spoke this science to Vivasthan, Surya. Surya means sun god. So, nobody can trace out history when sun god took the lessons, but we can have little information from Manu Sanghita, because Manu's age, Vivasthan, this age is called Vaivasvata Manu. So, in the Bhagavad Gita it is said that first of all, this initiation was given by Krishna to Vaivasvata, and he instructed his son, whose name is Vaivasvata Manu. So Vaivasvata Manu, by calculation, we can understand 40 million years ago. So this is not a new system that we are introducing or manufacturing by our concocted imagination, but it is authorized coming down by this administration from time immemorial. It may be that in this country it is being introduced for the last 2 or 3 years, but this system is the oldest system. Oldest system. Just like we are Nitya Sarsata Purana. In the Bhagavad Gita it is said that the soul is eternal and Purana. Purana means the oldest. Purana. And in the Brahma Samhita, it is also said, Advaita Achyuta Anadi Ananta Rupam Ajyana Purana Purusha. So Krishna is also the oldest. Either Krishna or the living creatures, all of them are the oldest, because they have no death, no birth. There is no history. Najayate nam vayate. Bhagavad Gita says that the living entity, what to speak of God? They say God is dead. This is all nonsense. What to speak of God? Even these living creatures, they are not dead. The death program is for this body. Just like changing. Changing the body, changing the dress. So if one changes one dress or a partner, that does not mean that he is dead. Similarly, if you change this body to another body, as we are changing our body constantly, every moment. Similarly, if you change this body to another body, that does not mean death. So death is not accepted in the Vedic literature. So either God or the living creature, nobody dies. Everyone is eternal. Sarsata Purana. Similarly, as we are the oldest and eternal, similarly this Krishna consciousness movement is also the oldest and eternal. So, initiation means, now we are in the consciousness of this body, which is never eternal, temporary. So, we are going to Krishna consciousness means, we are going to our eternal consciousness. We are changing from the temporary bodily consciousness to the eternal consciousness. This is the seventh substance of Krishna consciousness. We invite all ladies and gentlemen to come to our classes. We hold our classes 3 days in a week, Monday, Wednesday and Friday. So everyone is welcome and everyone can inquire and understand the principles of Krishna consciousness, and if one is fortunate enough to understand what is this Krishna consciousness movement is, then his life will be perfect and successful. Now, come forward. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Then again, one down, six, one B, 16 men. Then secondly, and this way, finish. And then eight come here, begin from here, again from there. In this way, finish 16 down. And so far, offenses I explained later on. And you get papers. So, what is your name? So, your spiritual name is Bodhimaddam Das. Get it? That's Bardam. Nama? Yes. Thank you. Come. We have Bodhimaddam Das. B-A-B-A-L-I-M-A-R-D-A-N. Bodhimaddam Das, Brahmachari. Bodhimaddam means Krishna's name. Krishna, as Bhavan there, he punished Bali Maharaj by capturing his whole kingdom. Maddan means punishment. And after all, Bali Maharaj became an authority. Because he showed the example of surrendering everything. Sarvatma sapane. Even his body. First of all, he gave his kingdom. Then, when it was not finished, then Krishna demanded, Bhavande, that you have finished all your kingdom, still you are data for one step, another, but shall I keep another step? The Bali Maharaj says, yes, I can still place on my head. You can place your head on my, place your step on my head. So, he delivers his kingdom, his everything, at last his body, and Krishna became possessed by him. And since then, Bali Maharaj is one of the 12 authorities. Sambhu, Narada, Sambhu, Kumara, Kapila, Mano, Pillahada, Janaka, Bhishma, Bali, Vaila, Sakhi, Vayam. So Bali, Bali Maddan does not mean that you are, because you are punished by Krishna, he is not ordinary person, he is authority. So even a person punished by Krishna becomes authority. Krishna is so nice. What to speak of a person who is directly loved by Krishna, even if one is punished by Krishna, he becomes authority. Therefore, Krishna's name is Bodhimaddam. And Bodhimaddam Das means Krishna Das. One is servant of Krishna. Is that clear? Yes. That least you have not made offenses, same kind of why? This should be given. Now, you should have heard chanting, every one of you, 10 kinds of offenses. The first offense is to decry the scripture. Vedas. To accept authority of Vedas. Don't not to accept decrying scripture. Vedas means the book of transcendental knowledge. Not only Bhagavad Gita, even Bible or Quran, there also. Bhagavad Gita higher or secondary or primary, that is different. But whenever there is information of God, that is scripture, at the top line. So we are concerned with the Vedas. So anyway, other scripture which is giving information of God scientifically or accepted by a person, that is also Veda. One should not blaspheme the Veda. This is first offense to blaspheme. And Satan Linda, those who are preaching the message of God, they should not be blessed. Then never interpret in the scriptures or in the chanting of Hare Krishna. And Samas Vakriyamati Pramada, this chanting of Hare Krishna should not be executed as something auspicious activity. People are generally go to church, to temple, to counteract their sinful activities. Somebody thinks actually that if I go to church or temple, if I confess before God, then my sinful activities will be counteracted. But freedom should not be taken in that way. If we think that I am chanting Hare Krishna, therefore I am free to commit all kinds of nonsense, no, then we will not be able to make progress. Sammasya Vakriyamati Pramada. And Namna Athavada. And while chanting, to think of Aham Mameti Moha, this world, as mine and this body, and without attention, to an inattentive, to become inattentive. While chanting, you must hear Hare Krishna, you must give attention to hear. In this way, there is paper you take from your God brothers, 10 kinds of offenses. If you have all the offenses, then you make good progress of chanting. There is good result. The first stage is chanting with offenses. That is natural because nobody is expert. The second stage is without offenses. When one can chant without offenses, then he becomes liberated. And the third stage is to achieve in the transcendental platform and the loving service of the Lord. So the chanting of Hare Krishna is so powerful that it will gradually elevate you to the highest position. Pavitrava sarvavasthan gato api va jasai punnari nakam va bahya abhantaram suti Shri Vishnu, Shri Vishnu, Shri Vishnu, Shri Vishnu.